Hello, I'm Jane. Also on the front page is an article about Bloor requiring to build more houses on the edge of Wallingford in Cromarsh Gifford. That's also followed up on page 8. Plans for 195 homes on the edge of town. Plans for 195 homes in a village near Wallingford have been submitted by a house building company seeking to extend its pre-existing development. Bloor Homes lodged plans with South Oxfordshire District Council to build up to 195 homes, a community hall or creche, access roads and play parks on a site in Cromarsh Gifford. The proposed site is land east of Benson Lane in the village. Agricultural fields which adjoined the previous Bloor Homes scheme, McCulloch Meadows, part of Wallingford Reach, which would bring the total combined housing development to 345 homes. Current proposals have been reduced in scale since a pre-planning application was submitted to get community and council feedback. In pre-application advice, the council's planning officer said, "The principle of the proposed development would be contrary to the local plan and Cromarsh Parish neighbourhood plan policy. The proposed development would also likely have an adverse effect on views from the Chiltern National Landscape and the setting of the National Landscape, although this will require further consideration." The Cromarsh neighbourhood plan identifies the housing requirement for the village as zero, and the council's response added that the proposed development would not be appropriate to a countryside location. However, because the council cannot demonstrate a five-year supply of deliverable housing sites, the proposal would be considered on balance of the benefits of the scheme versus its harm. Following its pre-application consultation, Bloor reduced the development from 215 houses to 195 to allow for increased areas of open space and pulled back the development edge from the busy A4074 to allow for screening and to mitigate noise for the new houses from the road. A required 40% of the new builds, 78 homes, would be affordable housing. The remaining market homes would be a range of 1 to 4 bedroom houses or more, mostly two-storey buildings, but with some one-storey buildings at entry points to the site. The scheme submitted is an outline application, meaning only the principle of developing the site is up for question, along with the means of access from Benson Lane and McCulloch Meadows. Bloor Homes said the pre-application consultation received 99 responses from the community, which raised a number of concerns felt amongst the locals. Of those who responded, 55% disagreed that there's an unmet need for affordable homes, and 40% were concerned about highways and access. About 30 people objected with concerns about additional traffic, road safety, pollution and damage to road surfaces, and concerns about overstretched infrastructure like schools and healthcare. And there's a picture of Dean Baller and Julia Spence who opposed the Homes plan.